Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you on a hump day edition of the show. Man, are we going to have some fun on the program today. Of course, at 1:20 p.m., we're going to be joined by Tim Frisbee, former South Carolina great. He's appeared on Late Night with Jay Leno, David Letterman, and he also served our country in the Gulf War. Tim Frisbee joins us coming your way at 1:20 this afternoon. We'll get our weekly high school football report with Cole Bryson coming your way at 2 p.m. today. I've got the records for all of the high-profile year two college football coaches. So 2 years from now, who will still be where they currently are? Who will still be employed by the same employer in college football? Lonzo and I will take our best stabs at that. And so much more good stuff is coming your way on the program today. I do want to open with this. Yesterday, Will Polajic, who is filling in very admirably for Mark Sturgis, had on a South Carolina state senator. And the senator is behind a bill that would not only match what California is trying to do, and color me very, very surprised that South Carolina is trying to do something to mirror California, but it would exceed what California is doing, because in addition to allowing students to profit off their name and likeness, South Carolina would throw a $5,000 semester per semester stipend on top of the ability to profit on the name and likeness. And that has a lot of people charged up. So yesterday, straight up with Sturge, Will Polajic sitting in, Marlon Kimson joined the show. He's a state senator here in South Carolina. And here is what he had to say about the payments of players being able to profit on their likeness. Are we not good with that, Lonzo, right now?
We have it, but we're not quite sure where that exact question is.
I got you. No problem. So we're ready to go. I have that. I have another piece of audio to the contrary that I want to play, but I do want to hear from Marlon, who joined Will Polajic yesterday, as to why South Carolina is moving forward with this bill.
Well, the bill will contain three components: a stipend based on the number of hours a student athlete associates with preparing, training, and game day for the sport. On average, most Division I athletes spend more than 40 hours a week, which is, as you know, it's more than American work week, on time associated with the sport. So that's the first component: a minimum wage time the number of hours. The second component is a medical trust fund. As you know, most of these athletes do not go on to the NFL, but have lifelong, or the NBA for that matter, but have lifelong injuries resulting from playing the sport. The goal is to provide $2,500 a semester, which would be $5,000 a year, no more than $25,000 in the case of a redshirt freshman, to be vested in a trust subsequent to graduation with a 2.0 and the successful completion of a financial literacy course. And then the third and final component would be to mirror California Bill 206, which recently passed unanimously by both the House and the Senate, which essentially allows an athlete to negotiate rights to his name, likeness, and image. In my view, it's fundamentally unfair for people to capitalize on your own name and you not receive any compensation for it.
There he is. State Senator Marlon Kempson. You okay, Lonzo? You look like you're having problems over there.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep. I'm sorry. You know, you get all this energy coming from you, and this is, you know, I can imagine what a session of the Senate sounds like if this guy's representative of it. I'm sorry. I'm just like,
you know, I've always
snooze
felt
fest,
like,
man.
I feel like we should, I've always felt like we should mimic, you know, Great Britain's
oh,
Parliament.
Oh, yeah, let's see some punches thrown and stuff.
That to me is watchable television there. That to me is watchable television.
I'm not being mean, but, you know, politicians speak. What the guy said, he could have said in less than 30 seconds, but it took 2 minutes. That just bothers me.
Okay, so you heard the words of Marlon Kempson, and you know, Marlon, Lonzo will not be sending Marlon a Christmas card anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
No, but certainly we have heard also voices opposing what Marlon Kempson is trying to do, what California is trying to do. That bill in California is about to hit the governor's desk. And my man crush, Tim Tebow, is dead set against Marlon, California, and any bill of the sort in between.
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge about this because when I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top selling
outcomes you use. All right.
Consumption-based IT in your data center.
You know what's frustrating is when you don't even know which one is playing on your screen. So let's try this again, Lonzo. Here we go.
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge about this because when I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top-selling jerseys around the world. It was like Kobe, LeBron, and then I was right behind them, and I didn't make a dollar from it. But nor did I want to because I knew going into college what it was all about. I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it. And if I could support my team, support my college, support my university, that's what it's all about. But now we're changing it from my university, from being an alumni where I care, which makes college football and college sports special, to then, okay, it's not about us, it's not about we, it's just about me. And yes, I know we live in a selfish culture where it's all about us, but we're just adding and piling it onto that, where it changes what's special about college football. We turn it into the NFL, where who has the most money, that's where you go. That's why people are more passionate about college sports than they are about NFL. That's why the stadiums are bigger in college than they are in the NFL, because it's about your team. It's about your university. It's about where my family wanted to go. It's about where my grandfather had a dream of seeing Florida win an SEC championship. And you're taking that away so that young kids can earn a dollar. And that's just not where I feel like college football needs to go.
That's fair,
there's that
man.
Opportunity in the NFL, that's but fair. Not in college football.
In the red corner, standing at 6'3", 240 pounds, the greatness known as Timothy Tebow. And in the blue corner, height unknown, weight unknown, name known, Marlon Kempson, South Carolina State Senator. Ding! Ladies and gentlemen, here we have it. Two guys on very, very opposing sides. So, if you listen to this show on a daily basis, I think you know my take on this. Lonzo, do you have a take? Do you have a side in this, a dog in this fight?
You never pay attention to me. It hurts so bad. Yes, I do not. I think they get paid because of the scholarship. I'm on your side as far as this goes.
He's on my side as far as this goes. You know what, Lonzo? I remember if you swing at something, if you feel strongly at something, that those are the opinions that I traditionally remember. Here is the danger if Marlon Kempson is right on this. Here's the danger, okay? What has Dabo Swinney, head coach at Clemson, said about this very thing? I have the quote right in front of me. We try to teach our guys, use football to create the opportunities. Take advantage of the platform and the brand and the marketing you have available to you. But as far as paying players, professionalizing college athletics, that's where you lose me. I'll go do something else because there's enough entitlement in the world as it is. The quote from Dabo Swinney. Well, the South Carolina bill, the California bill, simply allows college players to profit from their likeness. So I think Dabo Swinney would be fine coaching in California. However, Dabo Swinney doesn't coach in California. He coaches in the Great Palmetto State, and here in South Carolina, the bill that Marlon Kempson, state senator, is pushing forward involves a payment, a stipend, to players of $5,000 plus. An additional fund, as you heard, for $25,000 plus. Folks, is this not exactly what Dabo Swinney has said he would avoid? Now, when he recently signed his 10-year, $93 million deal, and when Mark Ryan drove by Dabo Swinney's home after the fan day very, very recently, a few weeks ago before the season began, it was something to behold. It was amazing. There's no doubt about it. Dabo Swinney is living his best life, is living the good life. There's no doubt about that. But I wonder if, and some people called Dabo Swinney out, said it was hypocritical of him to accept $93 million when, you know, he's making that on the backs of college players making nothing. That's been the criticism from some people. I think the most interesting part of this is the Dabo Swinney angle. You've got Tim Tebow on one side. You've got California and South Carolina and Marlon Kempson, state senator, on the other side. And then over here in the corner, you have Dabo Swinney's statement from just a few years ago. Dabo Swinney's statement from just a few years ago. Statement from 2014, 5 years ago. Dabo Swinney's been asked about his stance on this, and he has said nothing has changed in terms of his stance on this. So you have a situation where there's a bill being pushed forward here in this state that is in direct contradiction to Dabo Swinney staying at Clemson. And I find that fascinating. I find this absolutely positively fascinating. So, Lonzo, if we are to take Dabo Swinney at his word, and I found him to be a very upstanding, honest person, you know, does not have a poker face. He has his emotions on his sleeve, is the best coach in college football, runs the best program in college football. Should Marlon Kempson have his way, if you have now woken up from hearing that audio, Lonzo, should Marlon Kempson have his way, Dabo Swinney would be in direct opposition of this and is on record as saying he's out when we start paying college players. Is this something Clemson fans should be concerned about?
No, because I think Dabo will change his mind. And plus, I also don't believe this bill will pass in South Carolina. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it will. And I am shocked, as you were, that South Carolina was the second state to try to do this. I mean, I get it in California, but here, no way. There's no way this passes. So no one needs to worry about Dabo going anywhere.
You know,
this
what?
Is a waste of the paper it's written on.
So do you believe that Dabo would change his tune if push came to shove, and let's say this bill passed? Would Dabo change his tune? Because he is very outspoken in opposition of this. Here's a more extrapolated version of the quote. Who knows what's going to happen down the road? I have no idea. I just try to be great where my feet are. That's my focus every day. Who knows? They may do away with college football in 3 years. There may be no college football. They may want to professionalize college athletics. Well, then maybe I'll go to the pros. If I'm going to coach pro football, I might as well do that. I may get a terrible president or athletic director one day. He's got a great president and a great athletic director. I don't know. I have no idea what's down the road. But I know what we have at Clemson is special, and I wanted to make a commitment to the university. That's what the message of the contract was, right? And this quote was reconfirming what he said previously, and this was said just 4 months ago. So he's reaffirming his belief. He's got players on his own team that vehemently disagree with what he says. But because of the culture at Clemson, the family atmosphere, the way Dabo makes the parents of the students feel, you know, Clemson is rocking and rolling. The culture there, from having called the post-game show, seeing it firsthand, is unlike anything I've ever seen at the college level. I wish my program had that culture.
If it becomes a state law, then it's a state law. Then he has to abide by the state law. And if he wants to reside in the state, then he'll have to abide by it, whether he agrees with it or not. But I don't believe for a second it's going to become law.
You remember, Lonzo, when we opened the show first couple months out here, and I opened the show with the gambling thing and how gambling is being legalized, and I said South Carolina should get behind this. South Carolina is slow to come around to the gambling thing. But this bill is being introduced very, very early on in the payment of college athletes. And to your point, Lonzo, I totally agree. Wouldn't you expect New York to be after California? Maybe Oregon, the state of Washington might be up next. I mean, think of the most Democratic leading states in the country. And you know, South Carolina would be well down that list in terms of progressive change. But if Marlon Kimpson has his way, Dabo Swinney's going to have a decision to make. Does he still believe what he said this very year? That, you know, they may want to professionalize college athletics. Well, then maybe I'll go to the pros. If I'm going to coach pro football, I might as well do that. I mean, that's the quote. That's the quote from Dabo Swinney. And I don't know if Marlon Kimpson is a South Carolina Gamecocks fan, but he's proposing a bill that could very well push Dabo Swinney out the door. If you're a Clemson fan, South Carolina fan, where do you come out on this? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number to join us on the show. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter, where our policy is. If you're following us, we will get to your tweet live on the air at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. You can also email the show, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com.
Will just texted me and said that later on in the interview, he says that the bill doesn't mandate that you have to do it. So it's voluntary for each program. So, I mean, you know.
So, but again, that would, Clemson is a top program. South Carolina is a top program. Can you imagine Dabo staying in an environment where South Carolina is paying its players and they're falling behind Clemson in recruiting because Clemson won't do that?
I'm not worried about it because this bill is not going to pass. It just is not. It's just not. There's no chance in the world this bill passes.
You know, Dabo Swinney is the highest paid state employee here. And it's amazing to me that this bill has even hit the cutting room floor when you consider that the highest paid state employee is already on record as saying he will peace out if anything like this comes to pass. You do realize, Marlon, what you're doing, right? And I know Marlon would say, hey, that interview was about more than just one person, right? It's about more than Dabo Swinney. It's about what's doing right by all. But you're also risking killing the golden goose here. And Dabo Swinney is the golden goose for Clemson, is the golden goose for this state. Let's get to Alan, who's up next. Alan, thanks for the call. Alan, go ahead.
Pay their players a stipend. You understand that, right?
It's you're profiting on your likeness. You get $5,000 a lump sum.
Clemson pays their players already. Their freshmen get about $450. The sophomores get about $650, I think, and then the juniors get about $750, and seniors get about $850. Now, I'm sure South Carolina, I'm not picking on Clemson, but I'm telling you, I have a friend whose son plays football at Clemson, and he told me this very thing, that they have a stipend already going to the players 12 months out of the year. They get it. They get that money.
Well, what you're talking about, Alan, is the full cost of an attendance scholarship. Okay, so, but this
what you want to,
right?
Some kid gets $450 a month.
It's the full cost of attendance scholarship. This, Alan, would be above and beyond that. All right.
Well, it may be. But
right.
Let's not act like these kids aren't getting money. They are getting cold hard cash.
Alan, I would argue that not having to pay your tuition is already being paid. That's why I'm against it. Paying room and board, they're already getting paid because they get $125,000 that is not being taken out of their bank account that was taken out of the bank account of mine, my bank account.
I agree. And they get all their food and they get their clothing. They get all these endorsements, whatever endorsement is going towards Clemson. They get those in sweatpants, shirts, shoes, hats. Everything is taken care of. They eat like kings. And I don't have any problem with it. But in the same sense, they're not permitted to work. And so, you know, here a guy is in college. He wants to take his girlfriend out to eat or something, or a movie or something. And he can't because he doesn't have any money.
Alan, thanks so much for the phone call, Alan. That is where the full cost of attendance scholarship comes in. Let's very quickly get to Delvin. Delvin, you're up next. Thanks for the show, Delvin. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I agree with you guys. I'm against this. And like you said, you get a scholarship, that's basically your own shoe. Give me that scholarship. I want to pay for my own room and board and stuff, all this stuff. I'll take it. They don't want it, I'll take it.
It's interesting, and Delvin, we're up against it, so we got to let you run, buddy. But thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing your opinion. Will Pelagic filling in for Sturge and I are on opposite ends of the spectrum on this, and he is very, very pro-player. Well, I'm pro-player. I'm pro-player receiving scholarships because that is money. That is being paid. Room and board is being paid. If it's money not coming out of your account, if you're getting free utilities, that is, in essence, you being paid, right? And college athletes are. Now you're giving them full cost of attendance scholarships, $450, $500, $750 a month. I have a fundamental problem going above and beyond that, and you might want to consider the golden goose in the state of South Carolina will leave if this bill passes. Are we on the same page as that, folks? Dabo Swinney will leave Clemson if something like this passes. He's on record as saying as much. All right? Let's understand what we're talking about here. Tim Frisbee of South Carolina will join us up next to talk about the Gamecocks' upcoming game against Missouri. We'll also broach this topic with him, get his sense on that. We see the text line blowing up. Your calls, tweets, texts, all coming in fast and furious. We'll get to them all when Offsides continues. ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the topic at hand, South Carolina and Marlon Kimson introducing a bill where players would be compensated for their efforts on the field and able to profit on their likeness. A check on that on our text line. Dabo and Tebow are 100% right. The senator is a bleeping idiot. Go reduce my taxes and leave college football alone, please. Next texter. There is a huge Title IX problem with the senator's comments. Is this just for football or basketball? Football arms race to the next level. Liberals will find a way to screw up anything. Ridiculous, another texter says. Okay, I have no idea what the next texter is saying. Decode this for me, Lonzo. Shame on you, Sally. So it's fair that you could have been paid for missing notes on your trombone in a nightclub, but players putting their bodies on the line can't. I get what he's saying. You can't be paid for certain things. Well, they're already being paid.
I think what he said is that you're a poor musician. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Another texter says, boo-hoo, can't take their girlfriend out to eat. Football players don't pay anywhere in Richland County or Pickens County anyway. They're treated like kings on and off the field. Let's get to our next guest. He joins us each and every Wednesday at 1:20 p.m. We're a few minutes late today because of the passion and venom brought in the first segment. Tim Frisbee joins us right now. He was a walk-on at South Carolina at the age of 40, played for Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier, appeared on David Letterman, Jay Leno, and served our country valiantly in the Gulf War. Tim Frisbee joins us right now. Tim, always great. Always enjoy our weekly segment. Do you have an opinion on South Carolina's proposed bill to compensate college athletes?
Well, hey, good to be on, Mark. But yeah, I do have an opinion on that. And I did a little piece with one of the news channels down here last week when that came out. I mean, there's both sides to the picture on that. I understand
where Tebow's kind of reaction comes in as far as it being a team game and how it could affect the team. I think that the players that really would be involved in this are really outliers when you talk to the as far as it'll be a minimum of players on teams that would actually be able to be compensated for their likeness as far as highly. Again, it may be a problem as far as breakdown if everybody's to be compensated. You run into some obviously some Title IX issues there and how every team or every athletic team in a university would be compensated. So I do see the problems with it. And again, addressing the problem of how it would affect the team if maybe one or two players are being highly played or highly endorsed based on their talent. So I think South Carolina is a kind of a wait-to-see state. I see this being a slow burn issue in South Carolina just for the fact that they normally sit back and watch what happens around the nation before they react on anything.
Yeah, it's really kind of surprising that South Carolina is leading the way on this. I'm shocked, and I think it would create more problems in it than it's worth, Tim, largely because if you think about how the free market system works, 1% of the players would get 99% of the endorsement money. You're going to throw the endorsement money at Zion Williamson, at the Tim Tebows of the world, but the second string wide receiver doesn't get a dime. And I don't know that there's a way to enforce anything that further enhances the team concept. This would be breaking up the team concept. This would be fostering jealousy and things like that. Tim Frisby joining us, South Carolina great, here on the show. Okay, Tim, your assessment of the Alabama performance juxtaposed against him my tweet from a week ago where I said I thought the best case scenario for South Carolina against Alabama was a 40-20 loss in which Ryan Helinski showed some promise. And darn if that isn't almost exactly what we got.
Yeah, well, you were pretty mark on that assessment. I was on the sidelines on Saturday for the game. So seeing it up close, Helinski, he was poised. He made passes in the pocket under pressure, threw an awful lot, I believe 57 passes. We were able to get the running game going a bit against Alabama. So, you know, your assessment was pretty spot on. I didn't foresee as the difficulties that have been remaining this season in the secondary continuing, but sure enough, they did.
They most certainly did continue in that game against Alabama. Tua had one of his best games as a pro, throwing for 444 yards against South Carolina. Yes, Lonzo.
He's not a pro.
I mean, as a semi-pro, especially considering the paying of college athletes.
Just trying to help you out, man.
I got you, Tim. So, looking ahead to this week, against Missouri, the Gamecocks are a 10-point underdog, 9.5 in some books. I think the Gamecocks are getting disrespected. I'm not so sure this Missouri team is better than this Gamecocks outfit.
Yeah, that point spread's a little too high in my book, just considering the fact that this will really be Missouri's first test of the season. After losing to Wyoming, playing a very bad West Virginia team, and then beating FCS Southeastern Missouri, they haven't really been tested yet. Yes, they put up some prolific offensive numbers, but against very questionable defenses. So, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Kelly Bryant and what he can do, what he can bring to the table, especially with the difficulties South Carolina is having in the secondary. But at the same time, this will be their first real test of the season also.
Why do you think, Tim, we haven't seen an improved defense yet? We were told last year's performance was due to injury, and that with all those healthy players coming back, we're going to see a different defense this year. And right now, as we sit here today, the Gamecocks are sole owners of the 107th ranked defense in the country.
Right. And a lot of that has to do with the third level in the secondary. J.C. Horn's doing a good job on his side of the field, pretty much holding stuff down. But the McQuamu side and the safety play has not been good this season. McQuamu beat relatively easy in a bunch of games this year, and safety play has kind of been non-existent. I don't think Muschamp foresaw that being as bad as it's been. The line's actually played half decent, and it has been improving as the season goes on. But once teams are getting to that second level, second and third level of the defense, it's been game over.
And in your opinion, does that fall at Will Muschamp's desk? I mean, he's the defensive coach, right? He's got to be the one to turn that around. And I think, Tim, he's got to be the one to turn that around this year.
Yeah, he definitely has to assess it and has to address that deficiency there. What the problem is, especially against teams like Alabama, you have to play get physical with their receivers because they're so outstanding. So you have to you have to get physical with them, and then when you pass them on, you have to rely on your safety play, which has been very underwhelming this year. So that's costing cost the Gamecocks against Alabama on Saturday, and it could continue to cost them if it's not addressed. Whether he's going to move somebody over there, try somebody out new at safety, will be the issue this week. We'll see what happens, but Muschamp's responsible for that. He's going to have to fix it quick.
Tim Frisby joining us on the show. Okay, Tim, do you get the sense that the Gamecocks are capable of pulling the upset here?
I think so. And not only, I get the sense that it's really something they have to do. These next two games, very vital to the season with Missouri and Kentucky, because these were two of the games that we talked to about previously that South Carolina really has to win if they want any chance of being bowl eligible at the end of the season. Looking at the rest of the schedule coming up, these are teams they're going to have to beat in Missouri and Kentucky coming up. And the fan base is going to be on edge. I can't imagine a loss to any of these teams in the next 2 weeks. It's not going to be pretty.
I can't imagine it either. I think the natives will be beyond restless if South Carolina can't figure out a way to pull out a win this week. I do believe they will be able to do just that, and that's kind of where I'm leaning right now. I really like the Gamecocks' chances, really like what I'm seeing about Hilinski. Can Muschamp coach up the defense with coach up the defense between now and Saturday against a very explosive offense? Tim, always appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you on again with us next week, all right?
All right. See you next week, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Tim Frisby, South Carolina great, on the show. Does sound concerned with what he's seen, but additionally sounds very hopeful. Sounds very hopeful about his Gamecocks moving forward. Okay. Coming your way next, there was a clip that I couldn't believe from none other than Paul Feinbaum about a team you care about, a player you care about, that came out this morning. And we'll share that with you next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys. Hump Day edition of the show. Our high school football report with Cole Bryson coming your way at the top of the hour at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Look forward to that. But I couldn't believe this from earlier today. Now, listen, Paul Feinbaum, I don't particularly care for his radio show. I think his radio show, it would fail all radio one-on-one. It would fail all Radio 1 critique. It really would. It doesn't follow the protocol for a good radio show. It's just kind of all over the place. It's pandering to callers, so on and so forth. I'm told I have a really good Paul Feinbaum call to share with our audience a little bit later in the show today. But Paul Feinbaum was on Get Up, Mike Greenberg and Company this morning, and Paul Feinbaum decided it best to step outside of his normal line to shed some insight as to Cam Newton. Now, I don't know if this is a Paul's an Alabama guy and Cam's an Auburn guy. I don't know what's behind this level of venom. But suffice it to say, Paul Feinbaum is not a fan of one Cam Newton.
We're not watching the beginning of the end. It is the end. It's over for Cam Newton. I don't know why we are mincing words and trying to find a pretty way to put it. I think he's a train wreck right now. He can't do what he used to do. And quite frankly, forget the sympathy tour. Cam Newton has never really cared about anyone other than Cam Newton. And that doesn't mean he shouldn't be given the opportunity. But he's brought this franchise down. It's over for Cam Newton. Nice knowing you, but you're done.
The words of Paul Feinbaum on Get Up this morning. That was not well received by another person on the Get Up panel, former NFL cornerback Ryan Clark.
We just spoke glowingly about glowingly about Eli Manning, and he has been a dud for the last 4 years. You want to talk about bringing a franchise down? Eli has ruined that franchise. So we got to take out how we feel about dudes because he's a Manning, because we love him, because he gives us this sucks. You can do whatever you want to be, and I'm going to be okay about it. That's not true. If we're looking at it right now, Cam has more left than Eli's had for years. So we got to take out how we feel about dudes and the way that they never care about. He doesn't get to have a tour, or he doesn't get to have farewell. That's not how it works.
He's been successful.
The dude has killed himself for his team.
And Paul said that he's never cared about anything other than Cam Newton. That's the same guy that we see diving at the goal line. Like, he cares about winning. He's cared about success. I think that's I don't like having Paul over there on his own. Paul, you're at the desk. No. You're at the desk. I'm going to fire you up.
Okay. I mean, if I was Eli, I know I was Eli. I can stay healthy, too, if I learned how to throw the ball and do this. I would be healthy, too, if I could throw the ball and do that. Of course you're going to get hurt if you're trying to win a game. If you're trying to take a hit, we got to stop treating dudes like because they play a certain way or because they act a certain way that's not familiar to us, that's not leadership, that's not caring.
Jordan Rodrigue covers the Carolina Panthers, says, I don't retweet trashy takes from the national TV folks who seem to be trying to outdo each other with truly terrible and unfounded opinions about Cam. I don't want to give them play, but I've been at tons of Cam's charity events. Come to literally one. His care for others is incredible. Marcel Louis-Jacques, who was a regular on this show, prior to leaving to become a Bills reporter for ESPN's NFL Nation, quotes Paul Feinbaum saying Cam Newton has never really cared about anyone other than Cam Newton. And then he says, this is an uninformed tell-on-yourself statement. Cam is the same dude who distributes gifts to underprivileged communities throughout Charlotte during the holidays. Or how about when he just fed 1,200 kids and their families on Thanksgiving? That seems to be the statement that everyone is latching onto, Lonzo. You know, the fact that Paul Feinbaum can somehow say doesn't care about anyone but himself. I'm on the fence about Cam. I see the good deeds. I also see the prima donna attitude from time to time. I don't think I've been here long enough and been close enough to the team to really offer an opinion one way or another, but I can say that I do see both sides.
Well, I agree with Ryan Clark. And listen, I'm sorry Feinbaum is off base on this, especially the selfish part, because every year Cam gives away so much of his money for charity and all that kind of, and it's not just you hear about it. There's videos of him. He's there handing the stuff out himself. That is not someone who cares only for themselves. And I love how Cam doesn't care about his body and is willing to sell out to try to get that extra yard, to try to win the game. And I got to admit, I have bias against Eli Manning. I've never liked Eli Manning. I thought he was overrated in college. I thought he was overrated in the NFL. He's held on for way too long. Just because he's a Manning, just the way that they said is exactly true. That's the only reason why he's still there. Dude has been an interception machine for the last 3 or 4 years, and he's still been there holding New York down. I could care less about the Giants, but they've held on to a guy who didn't need to be held on to just because of his name.
In 50 minutes from right now, we will tap into that Eli Manning favoritism that seems to exist in the Northeast. And these guys are getting tied into the Eli Manning situation. Well, if Eli's been done for 3 years, is Cam in fact done? Some additional thoughts on that coming your way next, right here on Offsides.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's hear from Scott Van Pelt and on his show on Cam Newton and his future and is he done and so on and so forth.
Appear to be part of the game plan. Like it's not like he's got lanes to run and he's not running. Like he's not even looking to run at all.
They're not even calling design runs, which he's not healthy. And if Cam, if that aspect of his game isn't there, no defensive coordinator is going to be as afraid of Cam because Cam has never been an accurate quarterback.
Right.
You know, the whole allure with Cam Newton has always been this dude is this big physical quarterback that can threaten you both with his legs and his arm. You take away the leg aspect, you've neutralized him.
And then just I think we're all guilty of this to a degree. When you watch a dude miss a throw that you know has had his shoulder cut two springs in a row, you go, oh, his arm's not right. Do you? And we know that he's configured his mechanics, so to speak. Do you think he looks right throwing the ball?
No. There were several throws tonight. He just was off target. And remember, Cam has never been the most accurate guy,
right?
Accurate, you know, quarterback in the league. And he's always had those big wide receivers.
Calvin Benjamin.
Right, exactly. Devin Funchess. Yep. Now they seem like they transitioned to smaller receivers, and it's really playing out where Cam is just – he's just off target.
Yep, Moore and Samuel are not the biggest guys. Olsen was his most popular target tonight. But just in a big picture – when you've got two home games to open your year, you lose on a Sunday and a Thursday. I'm not burying the Panthers. We all know it's a long way. But it's as bad as you could possibly start. Like, how do you, if you're in the Panther locker room and you're sitting there taking the tape off right now, where's your head?
You're in a bad place right now. You're in a bad, this is going to be hard for them to overcome.
My only question on Cam, I don't know if his body is physically done. If he can be physically what he was before, I think Carolina can still turn this season around. If not, you might as well tank for the number one pick in the draft. There are no shades of gray, either be really good or really bad in the National Football League. All right, coming up next, it's time for our weekly high school football report. Cole Bryson will join us. He's the voice of Burns. How about the first region game of the year for the Rebels? Coming your way next, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.